You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Coming up after the 9:30 news, Dr. Kristen Lierley is going to be joining us. Mm-hmm. She now has her own show on Civic Media.
That's right.
Saturdays and Sundays. We'll talk a little bit about that, but we're also going to talk about the Trump administration's efforts to increase the birth rate. And some of the things that they're kicking around, this is not policy yet, but some of the things that are being discussed is paying people $5,000 if you have another baby. I'm curious if that's enough to convince people, yes, I'm going to take on this enormous, probably the biggest responsibility of my life for an extra $5,000.
One-time payment.
One time only. Yeah. So we're going to talk to Dr. Kristen Lierley about that and many other things after the 9:30 news next hour.
Oh, boy.
We're getting wild, baby.
This second hour is theme-based.
It kind of is. David Drake, who is a wildlife specialist at UW-Madison, is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about the endangered species list.
Yes.
This is something that some Trump officials are talking about. We don't need this anymore. We don't need the endangered species list and habitat.
Schmabitat.
Yeah. Who cares if we destroy habitat? Does that really qualify as harm?
Doesn't affect me. My house is fine.
Yeah. So David Drake's going to be joining us after the 10 o'clock news. And then, as we always do for the last half an hour of the show, we're going to lighten things up with audio sorbet. I am so excited about this.
Folks, if you're just tuning in for your first time, I got to catch you up on one small aspect of not just the show, but one Jane Matinair. Mm. Jane loves birds.
I do love birds.
But you're not a birder.
I am not.
I feel like you'd be a great birder. We still talk about getting you a vest.
Yes.
But Jane, as crazy as I get for space, you get crazy for birds.
I think birds
are
cool.
And this next hour is going to be exciting for you.
It's bird heavy.
Yeah.
We're kind of feather heavy.
It's an apt way of putting it, too. Heavy.
Heavy birds.
Yeah.
Emma Schatz, who is with the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin, is going to be joining us after 10:30 to talk about Fat Bird Week.
It's exactly what you think it is.
It is. You can vote for the chunkiest bird.
The chubbiest feathered friend.
It's so funny. And then to continue the theme of next hour, we'll wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Angry Bird Edition.
There you go.
What could be better than that?
WBA, are you listening right now? This is the entertainment people want.
That's all on the way, so I hope you can stick around for that. I did want to start out just with a brief mention about the economy. When Donald Trump took office, the U.S. had a 2.4% GDP growth in the last quarter of 2024. Now, the U.S. economy shrank at the start of Trump's second term. The GDP has fallen to 0.3% at an annual rate in the first quarter. The stock market is reacting to this as well. Not in a good way.
No, but luckily, and just today, in the past 30 minutes, the Dow has dropped nearly 700 points.
Yeah. And just as a reminder, on January 29th of 2024, Donald Trump posted this. This is the Trump stock market because my polls against Biden are so good. Investors are projecting that I will win, and that is driving up the market. So he claimed credit for the stock market when Joe Biden was still in office. Today, this is Biden's stock market, not Trump's.
And then there's a whole host of all caps defenses. And I'm looking at it right now. It is, at the end, he begs you to be patient.
Not my fault, though.
No.
It's not mine.
No.
It was mine when it was good, but it's not now. It's not, not now.
Joe Biden, the man you accused of being incapable of doing the job, somehow engineered, as Calvin said earlier, somehow engineered the economy to tank 4 months after Trump.
Calvin, that's pretty remarkable. Joe Biden's mental acuity, apparently, or not.
Yeah, to orchestrate the economy, one of the largest economies in the world, to be on an uptrend and then miraculously drop out in 4 months, that's like evil genius Lex Luthor type stuff.
Well, it's like how you set your thermostats, at a certain time to go down.
Well, it's automatically programmed.
He programmed the economy to tank just about the 100-day mark. Well, actually, before. Let's not kid ourselves. But yeah, exactly. That's all Joe Biden.
Well, either he's an evil genius or he's completely incompetent. I don't know. I would kind of think you'd have to pick one.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's just a little snapshot of where the economy is as we come on the air. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. What do you want to say?
Well, I was just going to say, you kind of stole my thunder that, of course, who's going to blame Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's going to be Biden's fault, no matter what. Unless it's something good, then he'll take credit for it. But yep. I'm telling you, this man is such an embarrassment to this country, to all of us. I still just don't believe anybody even supports this moron.
Well, and I think what disappoints me, Cindy, is when I look at how Donald Trump behaves, and he did an ABC interview last night.
Mm-hmm.
He is so insulting to people.
Oh, yeah.
And to their faces. And all I can think of is, would you want your kid to behave like this? Is this the example you put in front of your child and say, when you grow up, yeah, I want you to behave like that?
Honestly, Jane, at this point, I kind of think that because they see him as a maverick, as a lone wolf. He can't,
Straight shooter.
He talks, he speaks truth to power. You are the power, and we're not going to play it because it is unhinged to listen to it, and frankly, it's embarrassing. But that interview he did on ABC talking about MS-13 was just, and I also want to address a comment that we didn't get, but an earlier show got, where we don't want the country to tank.
No,
we don't want tariffs to tank our economy. We want success and progress and growth,
and if that comes
under a president I didn't vote for, I am going to be the first one to say congratulations, you did a good job. I am not sitting here going, yeah, let's see it all burn to the ground. That's not how we operate, and we've never done that. And shame on those who say, like, yeah, you just want to see it go down in flames. No. Not at all. That doesn't help me, my family, my friends, this country.
Well, and the one thing that I would like to think that sets us apart from our president is we have no problem admitting when we're wrong.
Oh, I love admitting when I'm wrong. I have zero problem.
I don't either.
No.
If we're wrong, we'll tell you.
Yeah, and show.
And we'll own it, which I think is important, I don't know, in adulthood.
Yeah, personal responsibility. Who talks about personal responsibility?
Oh, there's somebody, but anyway.
Doesn't matter.
I did want to move on to this because this just made me sit up and go, what, yesterday? Howard Lutnick, who is our Commerce Secretary, he's got a plan for workers of the future, and it's essentially going back in time.
Yeah.
From the way that I look at it.
Yeah.
So let's play this clip, Calvin, from Trump Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick about his plan for American workers going forward.
Where are you going to find the people to work here? Right? You're north of Phoenix. Where are they coming?
That's
you
right.
You go to the community colleges and you train people. So all the community colleges around here, Arizona State's on it, Grand Canyon, all these community colleges here are training people right now. Technicians, and these are really good paying jobs. They start at $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. These are trade craft. It's time to train people not to do the jobs of the past, but to do the great jobs of the future.
Okay.
This is the new model where you work in these kind of plants for the rest of your life, and your kids work here and your grandkids work here. We let the auto plants go overseas. Right now you should see an auto plant. It's highly automated. Key is, where are you going to find the people to work here? Right? You're north of Phoenix. Where are they coming?
That's right.
Go to the community.
Okay. Thank you, Calvin. where you work in kinds of plants for the rest of your life and your kids work here and your grandkids work here. That's not new.
Not at all.
Howard.
No.
That's really not new. I believe Tennessee Ernie Ford did a song about that.
Yeah.
About the company Store.
Yeah, does 16 sound, tons. Yeah.
Yeah, does that sound familiar?
Yes, absolutely.
For one thing, the number of jobs that we're talking about, because automation is here.
Yes.
And it's only going to continue to expand.
Yes.
So I'm not disputing that we should be training kids. I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. In STEM, how long have we been talking about getting kids into STEM?
STEM into STEAM into vocational colleges, technical colleges, community colleges to get specific trainings. This is such, I mean, you can go back. I just want to say this. I'm really happy that Howard Lutnick has come up with a new model that was, you know, bandied around back in the 80s and 90s. We need to make sure that some kids aren't going to go to a four-year college.
Right.
That's fine.
And they never were.
But the problem is we put so much money on a four-year college, and a technical college was seen as, they're going to that place? Okay. Those kids are going to get jobs that are recession-proof, that are high-paying, union jobs. He's talking about nothing new. Nothing at all.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you worked in a factory, for most of your life, is that what you envisioned for your kids?
Usually
not. Is that the future that you envisioned for your children to do the same job that you did for 25 or 26 or 27 years? 855-752-4842. I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah. I know for me, growing up, my parents' whole thing was they worked their jobs. They wanted their kids to go to a four-year college. They wanted their kids to, quote-unquote, have better.
Right.
They didn't have bad, but they wanted us to do more. I think that's what every generation wants. But now we have to look at what qualifies as better. Maybe a job that he's talking about that does have a high pay that requires specific training. But then state and federal government has to make it easier to access that education.
That kind of training. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And again, factories are getting automated. Factories are already automated. Mm-hmm. You're going to have thousands of robots in one factory, maybe 100 workers to handle those 1,000 robots.
Yeah. And as far as I think you said before the show, buildings that do a manufacturing declined in this country. But that's what they want. They want to build. And that's not happening in this economy. So where are those jobs that he's talking about going to go to? It's great talk, Jane. It's great talk.
It is great talk.
$90,000. Who doesn't want to make $90,000?
That'd be great.
That'd be wonderful. And I'd love for my kid to make that kind of money, if not more. But it's just, once again, it's a whole bunch of words and not a lot of plan.
855-752-4842. We're going to keep this conversation going. If you worked in a factory, is that what you envision for your children to follow you into that? Your grandkids, too? And your great-great-grandkids? Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't. A lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855 752 4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up later on today, 2 to 4 p.m., join Todd Alba across the Civic Media Network. He's going to talk with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and also Trigvi Olson of The Lincoln Project. And they're going to have a modern conveniences edition of What's Worse.
Oh, man.
It's a great segment on Todd's show. What's Worse? And so much more. Todd Alba, join him today from 2 to 4 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, who essentially said, we're going to send everybody back to factories and their kids are going to work in the factories and their grandkids are going to work in the factories and it's all going to be just great. So I was wondering if that is what you envision for your children. Yeah. 855-752-4842. PJ on the live stream says, my father was a welder at A.O. Smith. If I had kids, I would not envision them working in a factory. Conditions are horrible.
Yeah.
Again, I understand some of what Howard Lutnick says. These are not line jobs necessarily that he's talking about. Mm-hmm. He's talking about more sophisticated jobs to handle the automation that's taking over. It just is.
Yeah, and it's something that tech schools and vocational schools have been talking about for decades.
Long time.
There are so many jobs out there which require training that come from tech schools, vocational schools, apprenticeships, that pay great money, job security for life, because they don't go away because your work, you know, whether it's a plumber or a carpenter or working on a line in automation. But you didn't come up with this yesterday, Howard. This has been around for a long time. And if you're going to do that, that's great. Then you need to work with, and I'm sorry to say this, the Department of Education to create systems which allow young people to get information, access, and money to go to these schools, because they're not as expensive as a university, but they're still not cheap.
Right.
So yes, let's manufacture more. Let's build more. Let's get more high tech paying and high paying jobs. Great. You start.
Well, and Howard Lutnick, let's not forget, is the one who said not too long ago that those jobs overseas where workers are putting screws into iPhones, those are coming back here. So I guess you can look forward to your kids putting screws into iPhones, because that's kind of what he talked about. Yeah. By the way, Howard does have two kids of his own.
Oh, he does.
They're not working in factories.
No.
Howard Lutnick named his two oldest sons, 27 and 28 years old, to take over his business at Cantor Fitzgerald LP.
Which is what, Jane?
It's a hedge fund.
Oh, I am sure that they are running everyday operations and Howard has nothing to do with it. By the way, I don't know if you know this, Jane, or our listeners and viewers. Howard Lutnick is a billionaire.
Is he?
Yeah, he's not like, you know, usually the Secretary of Labor has labor background, union, or just, you know, came up through the trades or whatever. They worked in those worlds. Not Howard Lutnick.
And not Howard Lutnick's sons.
Yeah, and he can talk a great deal. He'd be like, we should do this and do that, because at the end of the day, he's still going to be a billionaire.
No matter what happens.
Exactly.
I would say for the vast majority of the Trump cabinet, no matter what happens to the economy, they're all going to be just fine.
Whether it's money or consequences for their accused crimes.
They're all fine. 855-752-4842 if you'd like to join the conversation. Luann Bird, our friend, is on the line. Good morning, Luann. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. I wanted to share with you that our representatives are not listening to us, and that's why we have these crazy conversations where we make sense, but what our legislators are doing doesn't. Anyway, we had a town hall last week for our Representative Brian Stile, which he didn't show up to. But 171 people showed up, and we heard a lot about grow a spine, grow a backbone. And we're going to deliver our everything that we gathered from that town hall, all the comment cards. We're going to deliver a letter that was signed by everybody asking him to reform or resign, and a copy of the U.S. Constitution today at 2 o'clock at his St. Francis office. So all right. I just wanted to share that with you and your listeners about different things we can do to create change, and we're hoping that he will listen to us because we own it, we're changing it, and we're reminding him that he works for us.
God, I appreciate that, Luann. Thank you very much. Hope it goes well today. The weather should be nice.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Weather should be good. 855-752-4842, talking about working for a living.
Yeah.
And again, Howard Lutnick is not talking about anything new as far as you worked in the factory and your kids work in the factory and your grandkids work in the factory. If I am wrong, please let me know. I always thought that those folks would like to see their kids do something else.
Well, also, I mean, I just want to believe that if I'm working in a factory and my child works in a factory, it's not my child, it's my adult child who gets the job when it's appropriate, not, you know, what I could foresee him saying, like, well, they're 12. They can push around a broom.
They can do something.
They can do this. You know, it doesn't matter. They're learning. It's about the learning experience. So yeah, when they're talking about child and grandchild, that's fine. But when they're of an age to do the kind of work that those jobs require, as far as, like, you know, mental acuity.
Not the case in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Child labor laws. That's so old fashioned.
Pshaw.
That's so old fashioned. All right. We got news coming up next. And then when we come back, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. $5,000 if you have another child. Would that do it for you? Is that the convincing you need? We'll kick that around on the way. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up at the very end of the show, around 10:51, we will wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Angry Bird edition. Stick around for that. I would suggest if you missed it yesterday, go back and listen to yesterday's. It was great schmeckles in history. It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's really worth it.
It's educational.
Yes, it is. There's professors involved.
Yes.
So yeah, check it out. You can actually download This Shouldn't Be a Thing as a podcast.
Correct. Go to civicmedia.us/shows and look for Matt and Air on Air, and then scroll to the bottom. You'll see This Shouldn't Be a Thing as its own separate page, and you can subscribe to that segment, which is not very long, but it's a nice little palate cleanser. Maybe listen to it over lunch. You can have it delivered to your phone every single day by subscribing on your favorite podcast distribution center of choice. And you can also do that with the entire show. So
exactly.
you get three downloads from us a day.
Three downloads for the price of nothing.
You're lucky and you're welcome.
She is our friend and our colleague and now the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on weekends across the Civic Media Network. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm so well. How are you, friend?
We're good. We're good. How is the show going? Where can people hear you? What are you talking about this weekend?
So I am on at 3 p.m. up in Northeast Wisconsin on WISS and WGBW. And of course, the Civic Media app, of course.
Of course.
And also available as a podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. So this weekend, we are talking with my son, Abe.
Nice. Abe's such a lovely young man.
He is a nice young man. How old is Abe?
Abe turned 26 yesterday.
Wow.
He's like in the Kelvin zone.
He is. Oh. He is. Yeah.
So we're chatting about Gen Z stuff and their perspective on what's happening in the world, lack of opportunity, what they see for their future. It's actually a really delightful conversation. They all are. I mean, if you listen last week, I talked with Pat McBride. If you haven't heard of Pat McBride, he's from Wauwatosa originally. This is a fellow who's the former dean of students at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. He was the first bat boy for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Wow.
He has so many stories. He tells euchre stories. He gets a little tearful at the end about Junior Bridgman. They were good friends. It is a love fest for Wisconsin, and he also brings in all of this NIH research stuff, which is really the meat of the conversation we had last week. You know, the university is really suffering already because of these NIH cuts. It's not like you can just, once this money is gone and this research has been stopped, there are studies that can't be picked back up again. So it is the impact on the state of Wisconsin, on the people of Wisconsin. Did you realize that every dollar spent on the University of Wisconsin returns $10 to the Wisconsin economy? Ten.
Sounds like a pretty good ROI there.
Yeah.
I think it's something we should keep around. ROI.
We should keep around.
Well, and the whole fact that some of these research studies, once they are halted, I'm assuming you have to go back to ground zero. Right. Once this funding stops and this research stops, now you got to start all over, which just seems so cost effective and so far thinking and so far reaching.
Well, I had no idea that the University of Wisconsin is one of the top 10 research universities in the whole country.
In the country.
And if it wasn't for military investment, there are a lot of bigger research universities, but they get a giant investment from the military. We don't get that because we're not on the coasts. But there's so much other stuff we do, especially biotech, the bio industry that is generated out of the university. Things like Cologuard, that came out of the University of Wisconsin. Exact Sciences is a product of the University of Wisconsin. Epic Systems, the medical record that we use, most hospital systems use to keep track of your medical record, that came out of the University of Wisconsin. It is just a generator of ideas and resources, and it goes the other way too. So when you are out in Sawyer County and you have an issue in your environment somewhere, you bring it to the extension office, and the extension office brings it back to the university.
Yes.
And the university then works on that problem and solves it and provides you with the answers that you need. This is the Wisconsin idea. This is the whole point of the university. It's not to be the elite in Madison. It's to serve the people of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Dr. Kristen Lierley is our guest, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. You can find her on civicmedia.us/shows and then scroll on down to Dr. Lierley. You can hear her this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. One of the many reasons we wanted to have you on, Dr. Lierley, is because of this suggestion from the Trump administration. In order to help bolster the birth rate, they're kicking around the idea of paying $5,000 bonuses to new moms, also menstrual education programs, and a Medal of Motherhood for parents with six or more children. You are an OBGYN.
I prefer, this has been done before. Hitler did it and so did Stalin. And I think the Hitler plan was better than the Stalin plan because Hitler started at four and then I would be eligible for a medal. So if I had
for four kids?
One, yeah.
Yeah. According to the research I did when we've been talking about this for a while, is there was an honor for four, an honor for six, and an honor for eight if you were a woman in Germany having that many children. And I just have a really quick question before we start this regarding the low birth rate. First, is there actually a low birth rate that's threatening America? Because I feel like we hear it from Elon Musk, who we can't even get into his situation with that. But this administration and this mode of thinking is always talking about more kids, more kids, more kids. Are we at a place in this country where the amount of children being born every year is threatening some sort of safety or the economy or life in general? Like, I'm seriously, I have no idea myself.
Yes.
Okay.
And we've known that this has been coming. This is why the baby boomers have been a concern for a while, because when the baby boomers retire, which they all are now, that is the generation that uses Social Security and Medicare and all of the entitlements. And in order to keep those entitlements rolling, we need more people paying in. There's no Social Security war chest. It's not like there's a bunch of gold somewhere and we're just, you know, taking gold out of there. It's a budget item. So we have to have people paying in order to be able to provide those benefits that all of those folks have paid into their entire lives. So they are due that, and we owe that to them. But in order to make that happen, we've got to have enough people in the workforce to do that. We saw this in Europe years ago. They've had a low birth rate for a long time, and we've known this is coming in the US. So yes, this is a real problem, but this is not the right solution to this problem. The solution is responsible childbearing, meaning education, information, health care. How do we expect people to want to have babies when they can't even access health care?
Yes.
Especially in this state.
Well, yes. In any state. I mean, we're seeing hospital closures all over the country, especially in rural areas. And we've talked to you numerous times, Dr. Lyerly, about how in some instances, women have to drive an hour and a half in order to go see their OBGYN when they're pregnant. Mm-hmm. That is not conducive to having 6, 7, 8 children and a $5,000 one-time payoff. Come on. The fact that they're even bringing this up as something that might be a valid answer to this should insult all of us.
Well, they're so transactional. It's all about, you know, I'll give you $5,000 and you have a baby, and then that's the end of the deal.
Right.
It's all about negotiating a deal. It's not about an actual investment in the future of not just the future of this country, but our own personal futures. I mean, we're talking about if you choose to have a baby, that sets your life on one path.
Yep.
And it's a different path than if you don't choose to have a baby.
Yep.
So you really have to be in command of that decision making. And let me just say, having a baby isn't like going to the store and buying a pair of shoes. It changes your body. It changes your health. Things can go wrong. Things can go wrong for your health that can really change your future. You may have a baby that has special needs of some sort, and that is actually fairly common. So that also changes your life. There are so many things that you as an individual have to take into consideration. It's just not a $5,000 deal.
Well, when you're dealing with patients, and again, you are an OBGYN, you actually deal with pregnant people, that's your job. I would think that if you would bring this up, they would just laugh in your face. I mean, sure, everybody could use an extra $5,000. That would be great. But as you said, what about the long-term support systems that we need? What about, we can't even get this bipartisan measure into the assembly to expand Medicaid for 12 months. And this is a bipartisan thing, but, you know, Popcorn King doesn't want it, apparently. So we'll see what happens with that. But those are the kinds of things that would encourage people to have larger families, in my estimation, better schools, childcare, which is still a major issue in Wisconsin and across the country. And these are all things that, I don't know, the Republicans are like, la, 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 la.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Head Start. I mean, look at all of these programs that help disadvantaged, underrepresented, vulnerable populations that are going away. And, you know, I'll be honest, some of my patients are short-term thinkers. They're not thinking about, this is what my baby's going to cost in the future. They're like, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So I can understand how this kind of an offer would appeal to some people. They're just trying to get through the day. You know, they're just trying to figure out how they're going to get to the grocery store and pay for their groceries, because that is the society that we have created. It is such a short-term, I'm just trying to make it kind of society, instead of I can vision what the future might look like because all of my basic needs have been taken care of.
855-752-4842. Brian from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Good morning. Yeah, just a few things. You know, it's funny because I was talking to my mom yesterday, and I told her about this $5,000 deal, and she just busted out laughing. And she said, Brian, you have to look at it in my point of view. She said, when we had you and your brother Mike, you were both twins, which we knew was going to happen. But she said, I had to have an emergency C-section. You were 3 months premature.
Wow.
You were in the hospital for about 3 months. and you had to have a whole bunch of surgeries just to make it, if you were even going to make it. And this was back in the 80s. She's like, $5,000 ain't going to cut it.
That's nothing, Brian, right? Especially in your mom's situation, $5,000 is nothing.
And then there was the special education and all that and yada, yada, I mean, we turned out fine, but it's like when you're now cutting programs like Department of Education and research for, you know, like autism research and stuff like that, it's like, you got to be kidding me.
Yep.
You know.
Thank you, Brian. We're coming up against the break. We gotta go. We're gonna move on. Cindy, we'll take you on the other side. You can join us as well. 855-752-4842. Stay close. You're listening to Matinee on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little ray of sunshine, a little bit of soul, and just a touch of magic.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Sweet Gal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10 o'clock news, UW Madison's own David Drake is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about, this is being discussed also under the Trump administration, getting rid of the endangered species list. Oh, heck, if we destroy something's habitat, does that really equal harm? We'll talk about that after the 10 o'clock news with David Drake. Right now, though, Dr. Kristen Lierley is here, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show weekends here on Civic Media. And we were talking about the Trump administration's efforts, ideas they're talking about to increase the birth rate in America. Dr. Lierley, during the break, I looked back. It seems to me that, I mean, this has been a long time discussion, and the concern about the birth rate certainly goes back several decades. This isn't anything new. What I found was since 2007, we've seen the birth rate declining, and this is happening not just in the U.S., but in other countries as well. But this $5,000 one-time payment offer just doesn't seem to be realistic. I mean, as Anne on the live stream says, $5,000 is a deductible in healthcare.
Oh, it's way less than my deductible.
Really?
And that's another thing. Even if you have health insurance, that doesn't mean you have access. Remember back in the day, I used to be a medical assistant at the University of Wisconsin Hospital, and I had great health insurance because it was through the state. I had a very low copay. I could afford my insurance. It was great. I went to the doctor when I needed to. Now I'm on the exchange. I have a deductible. It's like $8,000. I pay like $700 a month for just me. Jeez. I know my partner's a police officer. His insurance is not great either. His colleagues skip visits. Well, they skip visits because they're guys, but they also skip visits. You know, it's true.
I know.
They also skip visits though, because it's expensive.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, if you're looking at a giant deductible, you're going to say, I don't know, maybe I should look at TikTok, or maybe I should just Google it and figure it out for myself. And that is no substitute for a healthcare provider who can provide you with individualized care based on your specific circumstances. But it just means that we are not getting the care that we all need as individuals, even if we do have health insurance.
Yeah, a not broken healthcare system, that would probably help encourage people to have more children, expand their families, better public education and access to education. Certainly their child care, access to child care, all of these things. But this $5,000 one-time payment, and again, this is just being kicked around, but I still think it's worth acknowledging that this is what they're talking about. And then giving motherhood medals for moms with more than six kids. Didn't Nicolae Ceaușescu do this in Romania? And then after he fell, they had to open up the orphanages, which were full of children because of their forced birth policies.
That is true. And when Hitler instituted this back in the day, it actually ended up costing the government a lot of money to produce the medals and do the ceremonies and all of that. It became a very expensive endeavor. So this is not like a government cost-saving thing. This doesn't make any sense on so many different levels. You know what makes sense? Investing in the infrastructure in our country so that we've actually got a social security system that works, a Medicare system that works, and that will actually make sure that people can get the healthcare that they need. Childcare is such a crisis in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Governor Evers has called this the year of the child. If you live in a place like Oconto County, up here just north of Green Bay, your ability to get childcare, I think only a third of the people who need to access childcare are able to do that. Everybody else is just kind of piecing it together. It shouldn't be this way in the wealthiest country on earth. If we actually want people to have more babies, we need to support families.
855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton, thanks for joining us. Cindy, we just got a couple of minutes left. What'd you want to say?
Well, I got two things. First of all, if we raised the cap on Social Security, we wouldn't have to worry about having children replace those of us who are leaving, because if the rich paid their fair share, that would put Social Security in good standing for many, many, many decades. And my second thing is, are they going to pick and choose who they want to give these $5,000 checks to for babies? Because if people of color start having babies and getting that $5,000, then they're just going to become welfare babies.
That's a great point, Cindy. Thank you. And yep, and I've heard that discussed before. They even talked about this on Fox and Friends or something, saying, oh, no, but, you know, what about women and people who are just going to take advantage of this to get the extra $5,000?
Well, let's be clear. This is to encourage white women to have babies.
Yes.
And that happened with Hitler, too. There was a purity test. You couldn't have any Jewish ancestry and be eligible for these medals. So this is not about Americans having babies. This is about more white babies. And it ties into the whole misogyny and racism issue, giant issue that we are struggling mightily with as a country right now.
Meg from Muskego texting in, national immigration policy would go a long way toward fixing the population replacement issue. Of course, that would mean demographic change, with this, which this gang in the White House cannot seem to tolerate.
Bingo.
Yeah, argue with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you want to do, guys? I mean, how do we fix these problems when we're throwing all of these political answers out there? Remember Kamala Harris when she was running for president? They also offered a similar, this is a problem that needs to be solved. So they offered a tax cut. And that's more reasonable in many ways.
Aren't there already?
But still.
But there's already child tax credits that people get for having kids, right?
It still doesn't solve the problem.
Right.
The problem is we need a better infrastructure for families in this country.
Dr. Kristen Lierley, our friend and our colleague. Check out her show, The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Thank you so much, my friend. Take care.
Great to hang out with you guys.
News coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the vast, statewide, countrywide, take us global on the app, Civic Media Radio Network. I don't feel hurt and I don't feel pain. All I feel is the strong desire for my baby.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.